Good morning, Steve Dale's Pet World on WGN. I don't know how many years I've been doing this, maybe 10, 12 years, where I have participated with Roz Varon and Jose Sanders of Channel 7 in Bark in the Park, the Anti-Cruelty Society big benefit. And then we kind of went virtual like everybody else did for a couple of years, but now it's back along the lakefront. And by the way, bring your phone if you go out there or any camera, because the views are incredible. Not to mention picture after picture after picture. Oh, I've never seen a dog like that. I've never seen a dog like that. Over there, there's another dog. I've never seen a dog like that. It's an incredible, incredible event. So much fun. And we will talk with Jennifer Goodsmith of the Anti-Cruelty Society about that. Jackie Rossi is the executive director at the Hinsdale Humane Society. And you've heard me talk for years on the radio, and I talk about this frequently, about helping veterans by providing pets for veterans. Well, guess what? That's exactly what Hinsdale Humane Society is doing. Jackie, welcome to the show, and tell me about this program.
Hi, thank you so much for having me today. I'd love to talk about this program. It just launched last Veterans Day of 2021, and we're starting to roll with all the components of it. So the mission of this veteran program is to nurture the healing powers of the human-animal bond and provide ongoing support. So whether that's moral or financial or educational, whatever we can provide to our military veterans and active duty servicemen and women and military families. There's three components of the program. The first one being matching up veterans with support animals. So if a veteran comes to us looking to be matched up with an animal, and depending on what they need. So if they're a veteran that is really active and is just looking for a dog that will be able to go on runs with them or go on long walks or do any kind of activity, we take that in mind and we look at the dogs that we have in our shelter at Hinsdale Humane Society, and we pick one based on temperament test that we think would be a good fit. So like I said, if that's, we need to look for an active dog or a dog that's just as good chilling at home with the veteran, whatever the veteran's need is, we identify that in the dog, and what we're able to do is then get the dog in 6 weeks of training with our trainer here at Humane Society, and they're working on basic training, sit and stays and good eye contact and all the kind of good canine behavior that a support animal needs. And then after the 6 weeks, we're able to make that connection with the veteran and adoption happens.
What if a veteran needs a bit more than that, ultimately says, okay, I really need a service dog, or you say, I think you can benefit by having a service dog?
So the service dog part of this program will happen in year 3 to 4. Right now it's a support animal, which is not exactly the same as a service dog. So these support animals aren't able to do the exact same things that service dogs do, but they are temperament tested and trained to be able to provide the emotional support for the veteran.
Well, I would argue, actually, that they do many of the same things. They're just not certified. So they still have all the same benefits that living with a dog does provide and more.
Exactly. That's why this is such a huge part of this program, because, you know, the health, the physical health benefits, and studies shown the human-animal bond and what it does for blood pressure or you know, just anxiety levels. And then the mental health benefits are twofold as well. So we're able to identify through a series of interviews with the veteran on what their needs are and what they're looking for to make that kind of best fit. We actually have our first veteran through Pets for Vets, which is an organization that we are partnering with. Our first veteran is going through this right now. So we have a dog in foster home for him. Her name is Jewel, and she's going to be in foster for 6 weeks. She's in week 3 of her training, and then after 3 more weeks, Jewel and the veteran are going to be matched up, and that's going to actually be our first matchup of this program.
Well, and you know what? We're even understating. So, for example, we know that veterans that come back from serving our country are something like 10 times more likely to commit suicide.
Absolutely.
With a service dog, and these aren't quite service dogs, so the study hasn't been done on this sort of in-between dog we're talking about, but one would assume it's about the same. We know that the number of suicides is the same as the general public. It changes. Now, that's still way too high because we have too many suicides in this country, but that's another topic. But what is relevant here is that those veterans also are less likely to need as many medications, need the same prescription level for the medications they take. They can now take a lower dosage, and all of that saves taxpayers money. They're more likely to be working even. And I can go on about that, and studies, repeated studies, have now shown the difference that just having a dog makes.
Absolutely. I mean, we see that every day here at the shelter, the kind of nurturing and mental stimulation and sort of feelings of spiritual fulfillment that animals are able to bring, and matching them up with a population that needs that the most. It can increase the self-esteem and empathy and, you know, and open channels of safe communication. So they're all positive benefits of that match.
And we're forgetting one thing. We're also saving a dog's life.
Exactly.
And providing more space at the shelter for other dogs to come in, because you're not exactly empty, you know. I mean, in 2020, at the height of the pandemic, your shelter, I believe, and I know shelters around the country and in Chicago, everywhere in the suburbs, were pretty empty, you know, because the public said, yes, we'll come in and we'll save the day. And everyone did that. But now, for the same reasons people have always relinquished dogs, it's not because of people going back to work or people that adopted during the pandemic giving up their dogs. The media has reported that. That's not true. It's for all the same reasons people have always given up dogs. And here we are again. What's more, people who wanted a dog got a dog. So not enough people are knocking on your door saying, we want a dog. But so this is a win-win for dogs, as clearly a win for those of us that happen to be human, and those veterans who we deserve much more than we give them. So how does this work? What does someone who is a veteran come in and say, identify themselves as a veteran? Should they call first? Tell me about the adoption fee and what the process is.
Okay. There's two other components to the program that I just want to touch on, because if the veteran's not in a place to be matched up with an adoptable animal at this moment in time, we do have pet therapy sessions for veterans, so they can come out to the shelter for our sessions and spend time with our pet therapy teams.
Nice.
So that's another option for veterans that are in exactly looking to adopt an animal. And then lastly, we have an inclusive volunteer program for veterans once a month that they're going to work with our trainer, Jamie, to train our animals in enrichment and basic training. And that will just be groups of veterans being able to work together for a common goal and help get our dogs adopted. So that's a win-win for any, you know, everyone. If anyone's interested, any veteran is interested in either being matched up with a dog, with volunteering, or coming to a pet therapy session, they can go to our website at HinsdaleHumaneSociety.org. Under the program section, you'll find all the information about the program. And one of our program manager, Andrea, will be able to call them back and kind of specialize and customize to what they need. Military families can come for our pet therapy sessions, so that's not just inclusive to the veteran. And we are having a barbecue on May 22nd as kind of a kickoff for military appreciation.
Nice, nice. Well, good luck at the barbecue.
Thank you.
I'm jealous about that because I love barbecues. And is the barbecue a fundraiser? Can people attend? How does that work?
The barbecue is for veterans as an opportunity to really kick off the program as we're launching our first volunteer session and our first matchup. And for the veterans that just want to get a little bit more about the program, they want to see it in action, they want to come to the shelter, they want to meet us, get more information, anything they want to do. We just want to, you know, a very low-key day of getting to know the veterans in the Chicagoland area.
Jackie Rossi, Hinsdale Humane Society. Thank you so much. Give me the website one more time.
It's www.HinsdaleHumaneSociety.org. And under our program section, you'll find the veteran program.
Perfect. Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
I'll tell you, this title, Vice President of Mission Advancement, makes it sound like she works at Cape Canaveral or something like that, but she doesn't. She is at the Anti-Cruelty Society. Jennifer Goodsmith, welcome again to the show.
Thank you so much, Steve. So nice to be here with you.
Well, a big event is coming up, and it's in person. I love saying that because there are so many events, right, where now I'm saying, and it's in person, because you never know, right? But this will be. It's Bark in the Park. It's been going on for a long time. It's the original Bark in the Park from Anti-Cruelty Society. So tell
28
me.
28 years.
Yeah, that's
a
while.
This is our 28th year, so we're really excited to be back in the park, as we're calling it, because as you all know, we were remote for a couple of years, and we're just super excited to bring people and their pets together.
All right, so tell me about the event for people who do not know.
So it is a wonderful opportunity to have. It's the best dog party you'll find. We're starting with a walk along Chicago's iconic lakefront. We are at the Green Stadium Green outside of Soldier Field, and we will have a 2.5-mile walk with your pup, please, to start us off. And then we continue with a party. So it is on May 21st. It is a Saturday. And we start at 8, and we go through till 1, and it is just going to be a whole lot of fun.
Well,
and a whole lot of dogs.
Yes. Every size, every variety of dog you can possibly imagine, including dogs.
It's the best part.
Yeah, dogs in costume. Dogs riding wagons and bicycles and driving cars. I mean, it's crazy, but wonderful. I do believe, though, you want dogs that are fairly well socialized to other dogs, and also dogs on a leash and not one of those leashes that...
No retractable leashes.
Yeah.
Right. But there's a lot going on, because we do have a lot of vendors and a lot of people who are coming out to show their dog wares, but we also have an agility course, and we have Midnight Circus going to come and show us about some training, and we have fun opportunities to do things from photos. But this year, for the first time, we're doing a micro music festival.
Wow.
So we're working with one of our partners, Aspire Healthy Energy Drinks, and they're bringing a host of musical performers who are going to be playing the whole time. So we're super excited to sort of layer on this music festival as well.
I think that is so cool. First of all, personally, I'm a fan of Aspire energy drinks. Because they're healthy and they don't have a lot of calories, and what can be better than that? And now I didn't know this till this very second, Jennifer, they support Anti-Cruelty Society and animal welfare, which I love, of course. So hooray for that company. I mean, truly. But tell me a little about the kind of music that'll be there.
You know what? We're still working through the details, but they'll change out a musician every hour or so. So it really is a great opportunity to hear some live music and to give those artists an opportunity to share their information, their musical talents as well. So, and they're just one of our sponsors. You know, of course, VCA, Animal Hospitals is our grand sponsor, and we are thrilled to have them back again as well. And Hills Pet Nutrition, which is actually, you know, Science Diet Food, is also one of our major donors. So we're sponsors. So we're really excited for all the people who are supporting us at this event.
Well, VCA, I know, and Hills has been with you, particularly Hills, for a very long time.
Yes,
supporting.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, supporting Anti-Cruelty Society. Now, let me back up a little bit. I happen to have friends that are going to be kicking off this walk along the lakefront.
Yes.
And it's friends you might want to meet. Who are they?
Well, we have Roz Varin and Jose Sanders from ABC7. And we're ecstatic to have them, because Roz always brings her two dogs,
yes,
who are fantastic. And, you know, Jose adopted from us during the pandemic.
Yes,
so
he did.
So he's going to bring Milo, too. So we're super excited to have them back again. They're great friends and great supporters of the work we do. They're going to help us step off our walk. But, you know, this year we're also doing something which we are very proud of, and it's an important moment for us. We are dedicating this year's BARC in memory of the late Chicago police officer, Ella Grace French. She lost her life in the line of duty in August 2021, and she was an absolute lifelong animal lover, and whenever she would find a stray in the street, she would find them a safe home. Mm-hmm. She actually found one she adopted, and we are dedicating Bark in her memory. And so we are working to raise the profile of the wonderful service that she brought to Chicago and for her love of animals.
Well, I'm sure you're well aware that I hooked you guys up in order to do this. And, you know, Elizabeth French, who's the mother of Ella French, I said, you know, Ella was such a huge animal lover. She rescued so many animals. Do you think we can do something in her honor to reflect that? And she was all over the idea, you know. And the great thing is, in perpetuity now, she will be remembered. And I wish we could do that for all of the fallen Chicago police officers. You can't do that. You're an animal shelter. But nevertheless, here is someone who loved animals, particularly any dog that you'd call a pit bull. I believe touched her heart. And
That's who she adopted, in fact.
Yeah. Yeah, just a huge supporter of animal care and control, as well as organizations like yours, which provides education. You know, we forget, or people may not even know, aside from what anti-cruelty does, you know, you go there, you adopt a dog or a cat. But aside from that, there are so many educational programs as well. Yeah.
Right.
Well, it'll be a very, very special afternoon. Again, give me the basics, the time and the day people can come, and how you can register.
And more important, how you can sign up. So the date is Saturday, May 21st. It is from 8 a.m. till 1 o'clock. And the walk, we kick off the walk around 9. And we encourage people to not only, I mean, this is our largest fundraiser, so we encourage people not only to sign up, it costs right now $40. To participate, day of the event will be 50. Kids are always 10. But we also encourage you to fundraise for us and to get your friends to sponsor you during this for this walk. The way you can register is to go online to anticruelty.org/BARK2022. So that's anticruelty.org/BARK2022 and sign up. It's $40 to register up until the day of the event when it reverts to 50. But we encourage people to sign up and get your own pack, be ready to walk, and encourage your friends and family to join you to help walk for the animals and help save needy animals.
And I think there'll be one other MC out there we did not mention.
What's his name? I don't remember his name.
It's been,
maybe you'll get to see Steve Dale in person then. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if there'll be a long line for that, but this is an honor for me. It's, I don't know, my 8th, 10th, whatever year that I've been doing this, maybe longer. And I love it. I love meeting every one of you, but mostly I love meeting your dogs. Jennifer, thank you so very much for everything you do.
Thank you, Steve.
Will see you at Bark in the Park.
Looking forward to seeing you. Thanks very much.
There are all sorts of canine sports. I mean, we've seen this on television, right? From dog agility, that's an obstacle course for dogs, or fly ball, that's a relay race for dogs, or scent work, that's when dogs learn to identify different scents. I love that one. And it's fairly new. It's letting dogs be what dogs were born to do, right? Especially basset hounds and beagles and bloodhounds, etc. Frisbee disc. You've seen that. The dogs are flying through the air to catch a frisbee, and they're all scored in different categories. Or even freestyle. Have you seen that? That is dancing with dogs. It sounds crazy, doesn't it? And everyone's choreographed, including the dogs. But it's wonderful because it supports the human-animal bond. Well, now there's a new one. It's called Corgi Limbo. Well, you all know what limbo is, right? You know, they put the pole down and you have to go at parties. Do they still do that? And you have to, the music plays and you have to bend your back backwards and you go just like that under the pole. And hopefully you don't touch the pole. Otherwise you're out. And it's the person who goes the lowest. Well, the dog who goes the lowest wins the game. And in fact, this is now kind of a dog sport. There's a competition in of course, California, Huntington Beach, California, and it's a corgi because it's only for corgis. It's called Corgi Limbo. There's two kinds of corgis, if you don't know. There's a Pembroke Welsh Corgi and a Cardigan Welsh Corgi. These are Pembroke corgis that seem to win it. And yes, for the, what, seventh year in a row, a 14-year-old corgi, the corgi's name Crouton, won the competition. Isn't that great? You can see a video of all this on my website, stevedale.tv. Other corgi events, by the way, include corgi musical chairs and my favorite, catching the bacon flavored bubbles. I talk about this all the time on this radio show regarding puppy mills. And next week we talk about it further with John Goodwin of the Humane Society of the United States. We'll talk to you next week, bright and early on WGN.